Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Eric Collins, Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Bravo, Lima, Uniform, Silent Key. Sad news has been received that Blue VK4 FBLU has gone silent key Tuesday afternoon, November 15, 2016 in Townsville. Blue had just restarted a battle against cancer and had turned 73 in June. Blue served with the Australian Army, Sergeant, and did two tours of Vietnam with A Squadron, 3rd Cavalry Regiment, 1967 to 1968 and again 71 to 72. Blue certainly served with distinction, having been mentioned in dispatches not just once, but twice. Quite a feat. Following his retirement from the Army, Blue did survey work for a number of firms in the Townsville region, including the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority and the Australian Institute of Marine Science. When he did finally retire from all work, Blue, with the urging of friends, including Gus, Victor Kilo 4, November Romeo Alpha, also Silent Key, studied and obtained his foundation call, VK4FBLU. Blue was very active in communication support, at one stage holding the position in the Townsville Amateur Radio Club of Communication Support Coordinator. He also enjoyed chasing DX, HFDX with 10 watts, participating in the daily aircraft enhancement net on 144.125 megs, and chasing VHF and UHFDX when the skip was in. VK4FBLU participated in the hobby of amateur radio with preparedness and an eye for detail. He never bragged and was always the complete gentleman. Valet Blue Collins, Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Bravo, Lima, Uniform. Another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Those lazy, hazy days of summer, the refrain went, and they're sort of with us now. What does summer bring for us? I suppose the thought of enjoying the higher bands and the propagation warmer weather brings is a great incentive to keep the gear on standby. There is a bit of contesting to enjoy, and if we're travelling, then there are summits and parks to explore and activate as well. Just because it is holiday and party season doesn't mean that amateur radio needs to be put aside. In fact, for many people, the regular activities of the year can be put behind for a time, and a bit of involvement in recreation can be justified. There are many amateurs who put together go bags, which include all the pieces to operate away from our home QTH. Whilst these go bags have sprung from people involving themselves in emergency operations, these light and portable stations are ideal for any outdoor use, parks and hilltops included. Camping and fishing, visiting relatives, or so many festive period opportunities can provide a setting for a bit of radio too. So you might like to check out what other people are doing to make a go bag and what they are doing with their stations. It is one of the benefits of solid-state technology that rigs have become lighter and more easily deployed away from the usual trappings of home. Time to plan for a summer, sunny enjoyment. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.